Christ, I wanted to start the sermon here this morning by telling you a story from last year at Boys Camp. There's a lesson behind the story. It's not a story I particularly enjoy to tell. It was about an event or a situation that came up that was quite difficult to handle. Last year during our Boys Camp in Wisconsin, we had a storm come through. It was early in the morning, and one thing that's particular about where we have camp is you do not have cell phone service. Oftentimes when there's a bad storm that's coming in, you can maybe look at your phone and see if there's any danger or where you're at. We don't have that luxury, or we did not have that luxury last year and the year before. But anyways, it was early in the morning, and I was sleeping, and I awoke, and I was kind of in a daze, so I wasn't fully awake yet. But I realized that the walls of the tent that I was in were really shaking. Like, the whole walls were shaking and moving back and forth violently. And, of course, just waking up, you don't think much about it at the moment. But as soon as I woke up, I realized that this must be a pretty bad storm. We're down in a valley, so we're out of the wind. So if the tent is moving around, it means that it's probably a pretty bad storm. So right away, I got out of the tent, got dressed or whatever, and looked around. It was still almost dark out. All of the boys were sleeping, and sure enough, there was a huge storm that was coming right towards us. We did not have a warning. There wasn't a warning, there wasn't a sign that the storm was coming. Right away I tried to assess whether this was something where we needed to get all the boys up and move them into the storm shelter area that we have there, or whether this would be something that would pass. I spent about 5 or 10 minutes trying to figure that out, but without a cell phone or no way to be warned of the danger of the storm, we made the decision that we're going to get all the boys up right away and we're going to move them right into the shelter. Try waking up teenage boys and young boys just like that and have them get out of their tent and come to the shelter. That was like pulling teeth. But we did that because we weren't so sure. But the point I'd like to make is the fact that we did not have any warning. Thankfully, the storm went by and everything was okay. There wasn't any issue. But how scary it is when we do not have a warning. I bring this up, this thought about a warning, because of the fact that today, in the epistle and the gospel, our Lord warns us. He warns us of the danger that which we risk for our soul if we persevere in sin. Our Lord warns us today that if we persevere in sin, that if we do not take our faith seriously and try our very best to live our life for the love of God, that it will lead to our destruction in the end. So there are many examples that are given to us in the epistle, and we're given one example in the gospel. The examples that are given in the epistle and the gospel are for our correction. They are for our warning. Basically, the lesson or the idea is, look what has happened to the men of the past by not listening to Almighty God. Look at the destruction that has become and fallen upon them. If we do not take our faith seriously, the same destruction will come upon us. How many souls are in hell right now? How many souls are in hell right now? And they are lamenting because they did not listen to the warning. They did not take their faith seriously. But what are some of the warnings that are given to us today in the epistle? First and foremost, it talks about in the epistle when Moses was on Mount Sinai. Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments from Almighty God. And the Israelites were at the bottom of the mount. The Israelites were worried. Moses had been gone for about 40 days. And they were worried and became very fearful. They had Aaron, his brother, make a golden calf. And they idolized, or they looked upon that golden calf as a god. It was idolatry. Of course, God told Moses what had happened, and Moses went down. And God punished the Israelites for their disobedience, for their idolatry. In another section here, dealing with Moses as well, God commanded Moses that 23,000 Israelites were slain and put to death for the sin of impurity. That is a warning. That is a warning for us all. Also, in the epistle for today, it talks about how those who had perished by the serpents, that is referencing to Judith. Judith was a very holy woman, and she had rebuked the Israelites. She rebuked the men for their lack of confidence in Almighty God. For the lack of confidence in Almighty God, there were some who had perished by the serpents. Those are some of the examples that are given to us today in the epistle. Look same thing goes for us, that if we do not listen to Almighty God, we do not take our faith seriously, we too will be punished. But we go to the gospel here today, and I truly enjoy this gospel because we can visualize, we can almost see and feel the anguish that our Lord felt when he looked upon Jerusalem, the holy city. Those are God's chosen people in Jerusalem. And he realized that they had rejected him. They had not cooperated with his grace. That they turned their back on him. And so too, our Lord was warning and saying that the city would be destroyed. And many of the Jews in there would be destroyed as well. In 70 AD, the Roman governor Titus surrounded the city and starved out those Jews that were living therein. I believe there was about 1 million Jews who had perished, whether from starvation or from the sword, when Titus came and marched upon the city, and many thousands of more were let off into captivity. Our Lord warned them. This is a warning for us, but I also like to provide you with a warning on a positive note as well. If you do your very best to pray your prayers well every day, you do your very best to put God first in your life, God's going to reward you with eternal salvation. God's going to reward you with eternal happiness. We have both ends of the spectrum here, both warnings, so if you do your best to put God first, take your faith seriously, God's going to reward you, and what joy will be yours. How many saints are now in heaven who are rejoicing with God, and they're going to rejoice for all eternity? That saying goes for us as well. And I'd like to give you a couple pieces of advice. How can we take our faith seriously? How can we secure our salvation? How can we heed the warning from the epistle and the gospel today? First and foremost is your prayer life. Make sure that you have a solid prayer life. We preach about it, you hear about it over and over and over again. The importance of your morning prayers, your night prayers, and your rosary every day, your prayer life. If you are faithful in your prayer life, you're going to save your soul. St. Alphonsus Liguori, whose feast we celebrate here this coming week, he says that he who prays shall certainly save his soul. He who does not pray shall certainly lose it. So that's one thing I want to recommend is that you consider, where am I at in my prayer life? Am I faithful in my prayer life? And if we are, let us thank Almighty God and let's persevere. But if we're not, take the warning today and let us correct that. Let us do the little things that we can in order to be faithful in our prayer life. The second thing that I'd like to warn you about, or second thing I'd like to recommend, is that we should all have a great desire for sanctity. How are we going to become the saints that God wants us to become? How are you going to become the saint that God wants you to become unless you have a great desire for it? I think about men of the world. Men of the world, they have great desires for things of the world, whether it be a career or a home, this thing or that, whatever might be wealth. You know, things that are not necessarily bad in themselves, but they have great desires, and that motivates them to attain to the things that they seek after. We should seek after sanctity. We should seek after becoming a saint, the saint that God wants us to become. We have to have a great desire for it. How can I have this great desire to become a saint? You have to pray for it. You have to ask for it. That's something that you can ask for in prayer. Dear Jesus, please give me a great desire to become the saint you want me to become. And one thing that goes hand in hand with that is that we should all pray to love Almighty God more. How important it is that we ask our Lord every day, make it a point every week, have some type of reminder, but ask our Lord for the grace to love him more. If we pray and ask for the grace to love our Lord more, that's going to enkindle in our heart the fire of his divine love. That's going to kindle in your heart a motivation, that desire for sanctity. Your prayer life, also, as I said, praying with a great desire for sanctity, but then also that great love of Almighty God. Those are things that we need to pray for. My dear friends in Christ, I have to mention that for the St. Alphonsus Liguori, he tells us that those souls who have not listened to the warning of Almighty God, that they experience different remorses now and now. And of those three remorses, one of the remorses that the damned feel arises from the thought of the little which was required to save their soul. For those who did not listen to the warnings of Almighty God, they lament now, because now and now they realize how little was required for them to get to heaven. St. Alphonsus tells us the importance of prayer. Also, the second remorse arises from the thoughts of the trifle for which they lost their soul. For they think now, and they realize that I lost eternity with God for some little sin, for some little passing sinful thing that was such a trifle. And the third remorse arises from the thought of the great good that they have lost through their own fault. But what does our Lord tell us? What do we read about today in the epistle? Mighty God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. Our Lord tells us, my grace is sufficient for thee. Let us listen to the warnings. Let us listen to what we hear in the epistle and the gospel. We need to take our faith seriously. We need to strive to do the little things well. I have to mention, as it says today on the bulletin, on the front, St. Alphonsus Liguori says, he who prays most receives most. Let us listen to the warnings that are given to us. And if we do so, it's going to help us to save our souls. I have to mention that when it comes to being warned, how lamentable it is if we neglect to listen to the warning and then the storm comes. For if we were warned and the storm comes and we realize that we didn't listen to the warning, we're going to lament all the more. But I mention this because of the fact that we are all warned of why we're here. We're warned that we're here to become saints. I have to just mention in general, for any boys going to boys camp, if they're now fearful of any storms or things like that, we did get a weather radio. So this year we do have a weather radio. But so too for us, our weather radio, or our warning, is what we read in the scriptures for the epistle and the gospel here today. Our sanctity is the number one thing that matters. Let us be faithful in our prayers. Let us be striving after that desire for sanctity, striving after that desire for the love of Almighty God. Take courage for what St. Alphonsus Liguori tells us. He who prays shall certainly save his soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.